Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller, and in our first segment today, the United Auto Workers has established its newest local union right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is at the same plant where workers rejected the UAW earlier this year. The new union is called UAW Local 42. It's the UAW's latest effort to organize here in the South. In February, they tried to unionize the entire auto plant with VW Chattanooga's corporate cooperation. That bid was rejected in a 712-626 vote. But UAW Secretary Treasurer Gary Castile says he believes this renewed effort will succeed.
The main reason, I think, is because there's no election involved here. There's no opportunity for third-party interference. It's well documented, all that went on around that election, and we're not going to go back there, do that again, and we're not going to talk about it a whole lot. We said we're focused on the future, and that's where we're going.
During the UAW's original bid to unionize the plant, Senator Bob Corker and other conservative politicians weighed in, urging workers to reject the union. Formation of this new union doesn't require a vote, just signatures from 15 employees. But it also lacks official recognition from Volkswagen. If the local union grows to represent the entire VW Chattanooga workforce, it would be the first foreign-owned auto plant to unionize in the South. One big question remains unanswered: when and if Chattanooga will be chosen as the site to build a new SUV. And if you'll remember, during the original vote, Corker implied that if workers rejected the union, Chattanooga would get that SUV. That never happened, but Gary Castile from the UAW says it could still happen.
We are encouraged that the state of Tennessee has assured the public and Volkswagen workforce that the granting of the incentives for Chattanooga is not related to whether workers exercise their right to join a union. Now it's time for a fresh start.
Another remaining question: will there be a works council? VW traditionally has works councils at its plants. They're a special German form of worker representation. They don't exist in the United States and cannot legally exist here without a union being involved. Is this a step toward one of those works councils, which it seems like VW would like to have here? Gary Castile spoke to that as well.
There's an issue of the works council's viability that has to be dealt with over a period of time. Nothing has changed about the necessity of a trade union to form a works council under U.S. law. That's a well-known fact and well-documented. So what will end up having to happen is we can start the discussion about how a works council could be worked. We're committed to that process. We actually have a document already developed that talks about how the works council would be formed and what its responsibilities would be. But it will take a union, this local union, to negotiate that responsibility to that works council. So that's something that has to evolve over a period of time. It's not something that can be done as a flashpoint. It's going to have to be an evolution into that structure.
Again, that's Gary Castile. He was speaking at a press conference yesterday where workers officially signed documents that created UAW Local 42. As Castile was preparing to walk out of the conference, I had one final question for him.
If this is a good strategy, why didn't you just do this in the first place in February instead of having the big election?
Because we decided with Volkswagen that we would conduct the election. Thought we could have a fair one, just didn't end up happening.
I also stopped for a quick bit of analysis with Chloe Morrison after the news conference. She's a reporter at our news partner, Nooga.com. We talked about these lingering questions.
I'm here at the press conference with our news partner, Nooga.com, Chloe Morrison, the reporter who's been covering this. And what we just heard, the formation of a local union. And my big question was, why would this succeed when they already failed earlier this year? What do you think?
Yeah, I thought that was a great question. I think his answer was a good one, basically that they don't have to have an election, so they don't have to have a certain number of people, you know, actually vote for it. Now, the way they have it now, they won't be able to collectively bargain and that kind of thing, but if these people, you know, if fewer people want to go ahead and be in a chapter, like, I think that's, it's maybe just a way for them to kind of build momentum after kind of maybe what a lot of people called a big kind of stinging defeat. So I think that it's just another way to get a fresh start and build some momentum behind what their ultimate goal is, which is to get into Volkswagen and to officially unionize and to, you know, like they said, create a works council style thing.
And that's, I think that's the big thing that Volkswagen seems to really want is a works council. And they said, many people have said, Volkswagen have said, that the SUV that we still don't know about has nothing to do with this. What do you think? Is that really true?
You know, there's so many different levels of people, you know, people in Volkswagen in America, people in Volkswagen Germany. I think lots of people in lots of different places have a lot of different feelings about whether or not those two things are tied together. I think everybody will always officially say that it has neither, you know, that it has nothing to do. And I am inclined to think that Volkswagen, and I've just said this kind of over and over, Volkswagen is going to make the business decision, the one that's going to make them money and that's going to make them profitable. So I think regardless of what happens with the union or not, they will be, a lot of people at least in the company will be inclined to add that extra product if that's what the company needs to be profitable.
And again, I'm here with Chloe from Nuga.com. You have an article up that's up on the front page right now, so people can go read that. What is the gist of your article, basically?
Basically, they have formed this local chapter, the UAW local chapter 42. And then I have some kind of responses from some people who were not so much in favor of the union. I spoke with one employee who kind of headed up the anti-UAW movement. And
Mike, yes.
He's not too excited and kind of thinks that maybe they're trying to anticipate any announcement that might be coming about the SUV and sort of take credit for that announcement. So there's lots of different opinions out there. I've reached out to some lawyers who were working against the UAW, and they will have comments in that story as well. So lots of different opinions.
And again, you can check that out at Nuga.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, that was recorded at the press conference yesterday where UAW Local 42 was announced. It's clear that a union now exists at the plant, but it's a very small union with a handful of members, no bargaining power, no official recognition from VW. I asked UAW representatives exactly how many people have signed up for this. They couldn't provide an answer yet. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.